I'm going to try to sum up. First is active involvement. Every year, every subject, each one of your kids, not just the one who or the one who, every subject, every year, every kid, it's our job. It's a huge gift to our children. Secondly, shared responsibility. No one succeeds academically alone. We all do this together. Sometimes people pretend that they did it alone, but it's only people who are struggling who sometimes, they think sometimes that they're supposed to do it alone, but the truth is we're all in this together. And we need to understand it's my job to check the homework that you left on the kitchen table when you went to sleep. That's my job. But it was your job to put it on the kitchen table before you went to sleep. We're all in this together. The school has responsibility. The parents have responsibility. Third message, high expectations. All children can succeed academically. We do it in different ways, but it's like learning to walk. It's like learning to talk. It's like learning to ride a bicycle. We may do it in different ways. We may get help on different parts of it. All children can succeed in school, and we need to figure out how to make that happen. Fourth message, we got to know the rules of the game. Some of them perhaps have some flexibility, some don't, but the rules of the game are out there. And now, in the 21st century, the agencies that run the schools publish them, and we need to know what they are. And if they're a little confusing, there are people who can help, either in our child's school or in our families. We need to know the rules of the game. Next ingredient, get organized. Getting the homework done, getting it in the backpack, checking with the teacher, being ready for parent night. If you got a whole bunch of kids and there's a parent night coming up, as soon as they tell you when the parent night is, you need to call your cousin to see if she can watch the kids. We have to plan this, and the more complicated our lives are, the more we have to plan. Sometimes it's the reverse. People think, my life is so complicated, I can't plan, but we need to get organized. Next message, celebrate the successes. Don't let them pass by unnoticed. When your kid does something terrific, you should know it. He or she should know it. The lady down the street should know it. The guy at the candy store should know it. Everybody should be there to say, that is terrific that you can read that book. That is great that you got that scholarship. That is a wonderful report card. We need to celebrate it, and we need to celebrate together not only the successes of the 5-year-old, the 9-year-old, but the successes of Aunt Laura, who's 50 and is going to open her own beauty shop. Words are powerful. Praise your children for their effort. Praise your children for not giving up. Praise your children when you can catch them in a situation where they really, really tried to do something that felt really hard, because they need to know that you noticed how hard they were working. Praise your children for being honest when they are stuck and saying, Mom, I need help, or this is due in 2 days and I am so far behind, I don't know what to do. Praise them for asking for help, and particularly praise them for using help. In addition to the power of words is the power of examples, the power of seeing around them that other people solve problems, that other people work on their own skills, that grown-ups are developing and growing. Aunt Laura filled out all those forms and got the loan from the bank to open her beauty shop. Isn't that terrific? The kids need to know that Mom's company recommended her for the management training program. Don't keep that a secret. Mom, you should be proud of that. You should tell your kids, and they should see that grown-ups grow and develop and need to learn new things. When there are difficulties, look for the on-ramps. If you're off the path, find somebody who can help you see how to get back on the path. And if there is no on-ramp, which is sometimes, unfortunately, the case, we got to build it. Just build it, because we got to get back on that path that leads to the kind of success we want for our kids. Get help that helps. If somebody says, we're going to get tutoring, we're going to go over this, the person on the receiving end should be asked, was that helpful? Is this making sense? And if it isn't, let's do it a little differently. Let's find another way to do it. Get help that helps. Let me add a note for families and for parents who may have some concerns because English is not your first language, and some listeners to this recording may be hearing it in translation. Let me say that you should know you have a right to participate in the school, and there are people who can help your child's school. If it's in a community where many people don't speak English or speak other languages, there will be someone in the school who speaks your language, whose job it is to translate and to help you connect with the school. You may have someone in your church or a community organization. There may be someone in your neighborhood. There may be a member of your family who can translate, who can help you communicate and can help you understand the school's communications. Please don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Your tax dollars are paying to provide a school that meets your family's needs and your child's needs, and that can be conducted in English. It can be conducted in many languages, and parents should be encouraged to seek the help that helps you really understand what is happening and communicate your thoughts, your views, your hopes, your questions in a language that you understand and a language the school understands. And those resources are available. You can find them. If something didn't happen that should have happened that your child needs, there's a skill they don't have that they need to have. We need to just take a deep breath, go back to where we got off the path, and get on the right path. The message for us as adults is the same as for our children. Get back on the bike. I know the skinny knee hurts, but you can do it. All of our children can be successful. It's hard work for us. It's hard work for them. It's important. They will live in a world that will reward them if they do it and will not make life easy for them if they chicken out. It's one of the biggest and most important gifts we can give to our children. And if we give it to them, they will know how to give it to their children and we'll be proud of them. Thank you.